T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 2. Here with you till 3 o'clock on Mark and Hart on a gloomy New England Saturday here in Boston. Looks like overcast skies. Rain looks like it could be coming in pretty soon. Don't know.
You giving weather reports?
Yeah, you know, just going to help out the people out there.
Most of the people that are listening to us are in their car, correct? What do cars have? Cars have large windows. They know what the weather is out right now.
Or they're at home. They could be listening.
Does anybody listen to the radio at home anymore?
I
don't want to like break anybody's heart, but I don't feel like people do.
People stream us at home.
Do they?
They do. I stream it for my dog when I leave.
That's a separate issue altogether.
Yeah, last thing I do is I'm walking out the door. Alexa, play WEEI.
No kidding.
Then the dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
Greyhound.
Nice.
The dog changes it when you leave.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Who let the dogs out?
He just plays that song and repeat.
On loop, nonstop.
Does he start sounding like Glenn Ordway when you get home or no?
He's more of an NPR guy.
Okay, gotcha. More of an NPR guy.
All things considered.
617-779-7937. It's all Antonio Brown all the time. It's all people want to talk about. Oh, there was a little thing that happened at about 12:35 a.m. I was still up on Sunday night after the Patriots game. The Red Sox fired their president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski.
They would never do that.
So they did that. You wonder the timing on that.
Do you wonder? I don't think you have to wonder.
But why do it then and not wait 3 weeks?
The reports were he was pushing the point, right? That he was pushing, asking for an extension all year long, that got not the opposite of fast-tracked.
Oh, Dombrowski, yes.
Yeah, and then he was pushing the point that it needed to be done, and I agree with it. Move forward, start the process.
Okay.
If it's coming, do it. Now, have the cojones to do it the right way. At a normal time, and then hold a press conference and answer the questions. Don't leave Cora out there to dangle in the breeze and try to speak for the team.
You got
to
have a press conference.
I feel the same way about Cora the way I do with Matthew Slater having to talk about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Why am I dangling in the media breeze here?
Right.
I don't make decisions around here. I'm employee number 18.
Yeah.
Bill, you talk about it, or here's a novel idea. Antonio Brown, man up, stand in front of your locker, and you face the damn cameras.
Hey, remember we talked about last week the Red Sox going up against the Patriots on Sunday night?
It didn't go well, huh? I didn't see the numbers, but...
They lost by 12 times. They got 12 times in the ratings. The Patriots destroyed them. It was blowout. See, Chad Finn wrote about it. I'll get the exact numbers, but it was bloodshed. Did you ever see the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. I don't like horror movies.
You know?
I don't like blood. I don't like guts. I don't like scary.
It
gives me anxiety.
Let's just say that the Patriots were Leatherface, and the Red Sox ratings were not. They were the victims on that one. They were based.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
The season's still going on, but please tune in to the next broadcast here on WEI.
Right. Yes, we definitely
would. At least turn it on for your dog when you leave.
That's a good one.
Alexa, play the Red Sox, please.
For my Greyhound.
Yes.
617-779-7937. Let's go to I haven't seen.
Just pick one.
Brooksy and Milton. Hey, Brooksy. I don't ever see a Brooksy and Milton. So
what do you have against John?
No, we're gonna get to John. John call. We'll get into John. Don't worry. Brooksy, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm new to the show. I came over when Greg Hill came on. I was a WAF guy, so now I'm a WEEI.
Oh, great.
Guy.
Well, we appreciate you doing it.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Are you in your car? Are you listening in your car?
I am. It's beautiful out.
I figured. I had to teach him when people listen to the radio. It's in the car.
I love it. The reason why Antonio Brown should not play, and it's not because of disciplinary action. I think we hide him. I mean, the problem is, you know, don't let other teams know how we're going to use them. But we have like 5 weeks until we play a real team.
I know.
So
if it was
a normal schedule, you'd hide them against Miami, play, you know, Phony Michelle and get Edelman some catches.
By the way, Brooksy, did you say Phony Michelle?
Don't do that, Brooksy.
Yes, Brooksy, you have moved. You are now become Clemson in my caller rankings.
Brooksy,
you're number one.
You're better than that.
You go by,
you're
new, I love it, Brooksy. I love it, Brooksy. Call them Phony Michelle. I love it, Brooksy.
So hide Antonio until the Cleveland Browns game. There's no other reason but till they don't know how we use
him. The Patriots might have a tougher time if they play Clemson over the next 6 weeks than the schedule they got.
Brooksy, you got one flaw with your plan. He has a contract that includes per-game roster bonuses and incentives.
Yeah.
And if you do that to him, he's immediately going to be bitching about it on social media. So that's the one flaw to your plan.
Yeah, no, I agree. One other thing, I wonder how Edelman's taking this, because he's going to lose a lot of catches, and I don't know if he's an incentive-laden contract as well.
I don't believe he is, and that was one of the things I've thought about that not a lot of people have talked about. Everybody says, what happens in November when AB's bitching about not getting the ball? What happens in November if AB is getting the ball and JE11 is not? Because he's a fiery guy.
He'll complain.
Yeah, he's a fiery guy. He knows he's 33, that, you know, there's not too many more of these seasons coming down the road. So I think that would be the interesting factor.
And nobody has sacrificed more other than Tom Brady. Nobody sacrificed more than Julian Edelman in terms of financial earnings.
Oh, yeah. He's all in. He has always been all in.
He's like, I mean.
Now, they bumped him this offseason, as they should have, after their little pursuit of Humphreys and one of the other slot receivers. He deserved a bump, coming off a Super Bowl MVP and everything he's done for this team. But I do think it's interesting. Everybody immediately says AB wants the ball, right? You know, the old Randy ratio. You got to get AB the ball 8, 10, 12 times a game. Julian Edelman's used to being targeted 10, 12, 15 times a game. What happens when AB is eating away at those targets and those catches? If it happens, maybe it won't. Maybe Brady will say, you know what? AB is a freelancer. AB doesn't do what I want. I'm still going with Jules.
When it comes to touches and targets and all that stuff, isn't this sort of, as they would say, rich people problems?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if the team is winning and they have a chance to, I don't want to say that you were, like, you get to, if you get to after the 11th or 12th game and they're 12-0, then it becomes a reality. I don't want to get, but they should be 6-0 by falling out of bed.
But there's egos.
But it just should be six.
Let's just say our show hits it and they decide to move us to a better time slot. And they say, oh, and by the way, we've talked to test groups. They like Andy more than Mark. So we're dropping the Mark part. It's just the Andy Hart show with a host. You wouldn't like that, would you? Even if it came with money and success. We're now doing afternoon drive. We're both making $1 million a year.
Well,
ratings are booming.
We're making $1 million.
But no one knows who you are, because it's become the Andy Hart show with just the guy who sets him up. Would that bother you a little bit? I know it would.
No, but
you have a crazy ego. You would be pissed.
I don't have an ego.
You have an ego.
By the way,
you would be pissed.
If you believe I don't have an ego, then you're like.
But that's what this would be, right? They're cruising. They're winning games, and yet I'm not getting 100 catches as Julian Edelman. Now I'm on pace for like 65. It would bother him a little, and it's natural.
But that sort of happened last year when Josh Gordon came in.
Right, and then how did it play out?
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
Josh Gordon was gone, and then Jules was the centerpiece of the offense again. We're running and throwing to Jules, and he's winning the Super Bowl MVP. I'm just saying, egos are a reality in all walks of life. It doesn't matter whether you're a teacher or a radio host or a football player.
The one thing I loved about Julian Edelman was how much he embraced Josh Gordon last year, and he was all in on that. And like he didn't see. I don't know if during that time when Josh Gordon was TB12's favorite target and getting the most targets, the most catches, and he led the team in receiving for the amount of games that he played in that duration. I don't know how Julian Edelman felt behind closed doors. I don't know that, but he seemed like he was all aboard on that. I don't know. Let's worry about that. Let's cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, let's keep AB active first.
Yeah.
Get him on the field for, I don't know, a first snap.
Yeah. I can't wait to get to Stephen Winchester, but John and Gardner's been holding for a very long time. Stephen Winchester has a very good question.
Thank you, John. I was advocating for you to get on the air. I don't know why he was skipping
over
you.
He is the Paul Heyman to your Brock Lesnar, your advocate. Go ahead, John.
Andy, I appreciate that. And you too, Mark. Thank you,
John. I appreciate that.
By the way, Andy, I was with you last Saturday. I don't think I used the phrase, but I basically said at the end of Larry and Craig's show that it was a moot point that anybody would pick him up, because nobody was going to give him any money, and he wouldn't like that anyway.
Right.
So,
well.
But Monday morning, I went on the record before this all came out and said that I didn't like the hiring just because of this scenario. Did I know what the exact scenario would be? Obviously not. But I just thought something would pop up with this guy, and he'd be more trouble than he's worth, without even acknowledging the fact that they don't need him. But even if they did need him, I don't think it's right. I'm no prude, but we're kind of going down the road, it seems too far down the road, where other things don't matter as opposed to what they do on the field. Andy, this might be too personal, But I wonder if you or anybody else out there has a kid in that in-between age. You might have told them about the birds and the bees, but they're not a real teenager yet.
Yep.
What does daddy or mommy say to the son or daughter that asks, what's this about? What's going on? And so in that regard, I think, you know, some values do come into play.
Right, but it's an allegation. We need to get back to that.
Absolutely. Now I agree. The vast preponderance of women that make claims are right, are truthful. But there is a minority that aren't. So I acknowledge that, right. But I'm not comfortable picking apart a woman that comes forward. I'm just not. That's me.
But we have
that's
to me. Find out the facts first, John. Nobody
Absolutely.
Knows. I'm also not comfortable. The flip side of that, this is where I'm with Larry Johnson, and I thought he did a good job, and Craig Mustard tried to make it. He's be like a super fan, and he's – no. If there's a terrible thing in this world when you're a rapist. You know what's a really bad thing, too?
When you're not a rapist and you're convicted of one.
Correct. In the court of public opinion.
That's it.
John, you can never get that back.
I know.
Right?
Wait, Mark, one thing for you, Mark.
Yep.
Reverse lock, brother. Take the 19.5. Remember, you heard it here first.
I'm going to give you one today. I'm going to get off the schneid here, 1-3. I'm going to give you
Schneid. You're giving a pick?
Give
oh
me a pick.
And 3, but
you're ready? 1-3. I was trying to get to 2-3. I'm going to give one. Here's my college pick of the weekend. UCF at home -8.5 over Stanford today. 3:30 kickoff.
UCF over Stanford?
In Orlando.
Okay. In Orlando. Everybody, what time?
3:30.
Oh, after our show.
Yeah, so after
I can't
the
root
show.
On the air.
You can root off the air.
Oh, I will be.
You can root off the air.
Hopefully these
Mark
clouds
Root's on
up.
The air. Who are you kidding?
I'll be on my boat checking the
yes.
phone.
Yeah, 617-779-7937. Stephen Winchester, I'm going to let you say it because you have a great question that nobody has asked in the first hour and 20 minutes of the show that needs to be asked.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Steve.
Good, Steve.
Look, if they're going to set this as the standard that for people to play it out until it happens, if this girl is making a false accusation, they better use the same amount of lawyers to bring her to court and give her to the full extent of the law and put her in jail.
The only thing, though, Steve, about that is they won't because she hasn't actually filed charges. This is just a, as Drew Rosenhaus puts it, a money grab. So she hasn't, like, filing a false police report. I mean, that's a serious crime, but she hasn't done that because she hasn't filed any report with the law enforcement down there in Dade County, Miami-Dade County. There's nothing's been, or Fort Lauderdale, Broward.
But there are reports that they're going to pursue a countersuit.
If they're
Antonio Brown.
This to the hoop,
as they should. Steve,
right.
And that,
so
to your point.
So they're going to be in a court of law. She's going to have to swear in a Bible that she's telling the truth if they take it to the hoop.
Wait, what? If they, she's going to have to swear on a Bible,
right?
And so,
if they go to court, she's going to have to swear that this is what she's. This
right.
is what
she like. She can't commit perjury on the stand. That's perjury.
No. It's perjury a civil itself. Case, but you're still in a court,
right?
Still a court of law. Yeah. No, this could get ugly. My guess is this never goes to a courtroom. Somehow she either
settle
or she just tried to push this and kept trying to leverage it, opportunity, time, and then goes and pulls
the lawsuit. But Steve, here's my thing. Steve, I'm going to play a hypothetical scenario with you. And let's just say, for the argument's sake here, Antonio Brown is not guilty. And well, there's no way of proving him to be guilty of what she is alleging him to be guilty of. You know what? Steve, in the court of public opinion, guess what?
That's still going to be a rapist.
That's just it.
Right. To a portion of the population.
That's it.
No
Steve,
question.
Steve, that stench doesn't just go away, man.
Which is why I asked the question.
Twenty years from now, he's not going to be the guy that came from Oakland and Pittsburgh. He's going to be the guy they signed that. Oh yeah, they charged him with rape.
Well, to a small portion, I don't think it's
right.
the. I don't
yeah,
think it's the majority.
Charge him with rape.
Right. I think that's a small portion of the fan base, the population, whether it's 20%, 30%. But I've asked the question. There's a lot of newspapers that do not reveal the names of victims in sexual crimes, things of that nature. Why don't we just not reveal the names of either party in these instances until something is proven? I don't need her name. I don't need his name. Let it play out in a court of law. And then if he's found guilty or loses the civil suit, so 51% at least say he was responsible for these acts, then the name should come out. Why does the name come out so quickly?
Well, she's an adult.
No. They both names should be protected. Accusers should be protected just like
the alleged victims, in my opinion. I don't need either name. Let it play out. This, to me, should not be public knowledge until it is settled. That I don't under, because immediately he is branded. The Scarlet Letter is on his chest. And I'm not defending him.
No, I know.
Like, but I'm just saying in general.
Right, sure.
You go down a lot of these cases where it's... Now, I also believe there's a lot of men out there that are committing sexual assault and getting away with it. This is a tough issue. What's the number? 1 in 4 women is sexually abused, I believe. So that means there's a lot of men committing sexual abuse. And I know that it's not 1 in 4 men because there's men that are doing it multiple times, getting away with it a lot. So I'm not naive to this issue. But I'm also not naive to the fact that this can ruin. Now, Antonio Brown's a little different case because I think people already have a negative view of him for a lot of reasons, for a lot of the things he's done, whether it's throwing furniture off a balcony or, you know, you hear these reports out of Pittsburgh. He just blows things off. You know, he's supposed to be at a charity event. He never shows
up. Well, and I talked to somebody down in the Pittsburgh media. They said that for years with Dick LeBeau that the defense and Dick LeBeau absolutely hated him.
Right.
Like they hated him. What's fine.
I think a lot of people did.
Okay, but and you heard about the... He went 145 and he didn't show up to court for
it. So he's not this perfect guy that was then accused of something. He's a flawed guy who may still also be falsely accused of something.
But let me say this. For all the Patriot fans that you want to get on your moral high ground out there, if you're someone out there that is, you want to exemplify your inner Tony Dungy and express it, let me just tell you this. I got two words for all you Patriot fans that think that Antonio Brown is some thug or villain. Aaron Hernandez. You can't get any worse than Aaron freaking Hernandez. Okay? The guy murdered multiple people. Murdered. And
Do we still have to say allegedly?
No.
Gets thrown out when
whatever. The facts are the facts. He murdered. The only person I could think that's been worse for an organization has been Ray Carruth with the Panthers, who had his pregnant fiance killed.
Yes.
Terry
Sandusky for Penn State.
But I'm just talking about players.
No, I know.
Just players that are, I mean, we could go down. There's a whole, I don't even want to open that. But Aaron Hernandez. So I'm not, sitting here and I'm not going to sit here and be Antonio Brown's attorney on the air. But, you had Aaron Hernandez on your team, and you gave him an extension when he was at the center of a murder investigation, which we found eventually that he was guilty of. Multiple people. So, Aaron Hernandez, if you're going to come at me with, Antonio Brown should be on the Patriots and this, that, and the other, you want to come at me like that, the way Craig Mustard, and Craig Mustard, it's his opinion. I don't agree with it, and I think he's wrong, but you had Aaron effing Hernandez. Just don't forget that, Patriot fans. It can't get any worse than that. And as bad as you think as Antonio Brown may be as a human and lacking moral character, I'm going to raise you Aaron Hernandez, and I will win every time. So get off your high horse. He's a Patriot. And I think when all is said and done and the smoke clears, he will still be a Patriot because he should be, period. You still haven't given me or Andy, two things. We asked for, give us a valid reason why he shouldn't be a Patriot. And Andy said, give us a valid reason why he shouldn't play tomorrow against the Dolphins. You haven't given us either one of them yet. Somebody out there, please do that.
Wow.
We'd love to hear from you.
I love when you go off in your solo host rants for a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you.
Just go on the, by yourself, filling time.
617-779-7937. Listen, you can talk, and I'm appreciative of that. We have also some sad breaking news coming up here in trending that has to do with a member of the original Patriots.
Now back to James and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
It's
I mean,
so
would you
hard
play
to
him?
Say. I mean, what's hard to say?
Well,
you know all the facts?
No, I don't
know,
but I'm making a decision based on what I know. Like, either you're afraid of the backlash or you're not.
Well, I think you're making a decision based on not having all the facts, and you can get in a lot of trouble with that.
Okay, but you're a wait-and-see guy?
I would be a wait-and-see guy. I mean, because I think, look, it's called due process.
That was Mike Lombardi on OMF.
So, either way, Mike Lombardi, you're making a decision without all the facts. You either decide to play him without all the facts or not play him. Either way, the decision is being made without all the facts, right?
Yeah.
So, you have to make a decision. I would play him.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't like the slippery slope of... These accusations could lead to this guy going on a list for a week or this guy. And I hadn't even thought of this. A caller brought it up, your world, on Mustard and Johnson. the gambling angle. Instead of getting to a player to fix games, if you're a big money person trying to alter a game, if you get to an accuser, somebody who files a frivolous lawsuit during a week against a star running back, and then the star running back doesn't play in the game, right? Couldn't you fix games that way if you wanted to? If we're going to go down this slippery slope?
That's a really Oliver Stone conspiracy theorist.
But it could happen.
It certainly
could. I'm not naive.
No, it certainly could. What about if they could do it against a quarterback?
Right.
I mean, it's...
Might be too obvious. I don't know, but... Yeah.
I mean, the Jameis Winston thing did actually happen. The NFL did their investigation.
But what if it didn't? And we go down this slope. Tuesday, you file a lawsuit. Sure. The NFL puts the guy on this list on Friday. Yeah. He doesn't play. The game has changed.
Yeah.
You knew because you made it happen. A little thing that I don't think is gambling related, but Brandon Bolden downgraded to out. So it sounds like he's not making the trip.
All right.
Did you really ooh that? There's no ooh there.
Well, it's special teams. Special teams.
No, I listen.
Is that changing it?
I mean, Ryan Izzo definitely
taking the point.
Doesn't do anything. I would be surprised if what's his name was upgraded. Is Marcus Cannon? It just looks like he's probably going to be out tomorrow.
Bolden was going to play the entire second half based on the score.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it
could have been. He was the focal point of the offense all summer long in training camp.
Yeah,
they love getting him the ball.
617-779-7937. Back to the phones. Nick is up next in Weymouth. What's up, Nick?
How you doing? Hey, my humble view is this. What each of them is accusing the other of, right, doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. They both could be telling the truth. So what I mean by that is, when it comes to, what the moral character is of any employee, this includes her as well, by the way. If I'm an HR person or a CEO and she's interviewing my corporation for a job, I would probably slide on her, even if only for the visibility of what it brings. Okay, unfortunately, that's the way it is. People lose their careers for political correctness. This is something as simple as that, if you will.
Wait, but Nick, I just want you to clarify. You think they can both be telling the truth?
To the point where she's accusing him of something where if the NFL has any moral character, he shouldn't be playing. He too. Saying the same about her. Say she has a big job at a therapist she's going for or already is at some university, you probably want to get rid of her because it's all about judgment, right? Yeah, a crime like Aaron Hernandez, obviously, he gets convicted. What are you going to do? But, oh, by the way, maybe his brain was all screwed up. But what I'm saying is when people get rid of people for just a hint of what they see, they perceive it's a matter of poor judgment. It doesn't make a difference whether you raped her or not. What I'm saying is the affair that you carried on with her, yeah, that's personal. But we consider that poor judgment, the way you treated her. Same thing on her end. Is she in it for the money? Probably is. So what I'm saying is when it's other than an out-and-out thing like an Aaron Hernandez thing where a murder has been committed or like whatever, it's also a matter of you talk about your career. Someone doesn't want you because of your poor judgment, and they don't even want to have to question it or get into it. I'm just saying that is life, and that's all I got to say.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Interesting. Interesting perspective.
I'm going to agree to not understand what he was talking about.
I mean,
if he didn't rape her, I mean, millions upon millions of people have consensual sexual relationships all the time, correct? And sometimes it's not, I don't want to go too far afield here, but just straight traditional procreation sex, right? People get a little kinky, they try different things or whatever. And when do you cross the line between poor judgment, poor decision making that should cost you a job? I think that's another dangerous area to delve into.
Well,
I think this is black and white. We may never know the truth. He raped her or he didn't rape her.
Here's the one thing that the one thing is that if he wasn't anywhere near as talented as he is, he wouldn't be, the Patriots wouldn't be.
Oh, yeah. If he's Jacoby Myers,
right.
Like this little fifth receiver.
Right. I mean,
you're not worth it. He wouldn't have been worth it with helmet, with feet, with
that's it.
Anything.
He's an all-world talent.
Right.
He's a guy that you haven't seen. And one can make, in terms of running routes, in terms of being a pure receiver, you can make an argument that he might be better than Randy Moss at those type of things. I'm not saying he's better than Randy Moss. I'm saying just in terms of being a pure quintessential receiver, route running, being crisp, those type of things. Not just, Randy Moss was just a freak.
Especially early Randy Moss. Randy Moss in 07 was not the guy that was 98 Vikings. The guy that was 98 Vikings was sick.
Yeah, but the guy in 07 was... They broke the single, Jerry Rice's
right,
single season.
He had more limited skills, I would say, at that point. Early on, he could do, Moss could do the Jerry Rice thing, catch the slant, or the Josh Gordon thing. Remember, Gordon used to do, like, catch a slant and you're gone.
You're gone.
You're going
it.
80 yards. No
that's
one even it. Slows you. Antonio Brown can do all of it. He can be a slot receiver, catch a little bubble screen, make a guy miss,
anything.
Gone. Or he can run by you for a deep ball. I think that's what makes him so intriguing with Brady, because there are those people that would believe if you just brought in a pure deep threat, a big play guy, well, Brady doesn't have the arm for that. He's never had a great deep ball, blah, blah, blah. He can throw his little drags over the middle to Antonio Brown, and it could turn into a 60-yard play or a bubble screen or any of these various things that Antonio Brown can do. That's why I think it's such, football-wise, an intriguing fit, how much fun they could have. And I think that's what Brady's looking at.
Oh, yeah.
I think Brady at 42 is ready. I don't care what they said in Do Your Job 3, that special where they said he doesn't care. He, you know, he's willing to hand it off 37 times.
No, he is to
a degree. But if you gave him his preference, I think he wants to sling it, throw it 45 times, put up 50 points, and say, the offense is back, baby. This is like 07. We're kicking ass. We're taking names, and we're winning titles.
Well, and if they get through, you know, I mean, the schedule gets much tougher at the end of the year, but like I said, it bears repeating. They have the second easiest schedule in the NFL based on teams' win-loss records from a year ago. That's all. I mean, like, this is, and it, you can see the first 6 weeks, they fall out of bed. They should be 6-0.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a choke.
Pick up some nice momentum.
Yeah.
And who knows who's hurt or what happened. I mean, we already saw last week all the injuries.
Right.
Who knows where you're going to be at that point.
Yeah,
and they've created depth.
Yeah.
You know, one of the counter arguments is you didn't need AB. You already got a good offense. What are you eating over there?
These things that you get at Planet Fitness called, you know, when you walk.
I don't go to Planet Fitness.
They're called footies. They're like Tootsie Rolls, but grape.
You work out?
Yeah.
Huh.
I do.
Wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Where was I going before you distracted me? Like you're 17
candy? I know. You went ADD. So.
Well, you just keep eating these candies every 30 seconds. Like,
well, no,
everyone else can hear it, too.
I got a sugar rush. I got a sugar rush, so.
Yeah, Mark's not drinking his Coke, so he needs...
Yeah, I'm not drinking the Coke. I just Gatorade, but I just, you know, so...
That has enough sugar
that
for
has
a Coke,
plenty of sugar, too, if it's the real G.
Yeah, it's the real G.
Oh, you're going to get your little boost out of that, too.
Yeah, not enough. 617-779-7937. Henry in a car. What's up, Henry?
Hey, the first thing is... The caller before that one said he believes the woman. What if she, a woman at his job, accused him 2 years later? Would he believe that?
Well, no, because he would have the information. He would either know he did it or didn't do it, right?
Well, what if a woman from your previous job, now that she's hearing you on the radio,
yep.
accused you?
And
you'd go, wait, I never did anything. I had a relationship with her.
It would probably ruin my career and my life.
Correct. Now let me back up because
that's the thing. When you have an all-world, I mean, well, with respect to anybody, I mean, Antonio Brown's talent, he's one of the rare people in the world that possesses this talent, which is a premium.
Antonio Brown sort of out of my conversation, but
I'm pretty good.
Things that she has done are so suspect to me. Like, she had a relationship with him, and he may have well said, I would love if I was on the Patriots and Tom was thrown to me, I would get my numbers would soar, but I don't think I can ever get there. Who wouldn't want to wish that if you had his talent to be with somebody with Tom's talent? So he may have mentioned that to her during training and other things about his dream and how good he would be. So she remembers that, and then she already tried to get money out of him for some she wanted to start a program.
Allegedly. Yep.
And then she hears that he's going to the Patriots, and she goes, that son of a... And she drops the dime the day... She had to call the New York Times the day before.
Well, here's the thing, too, Henry. Like, there you go. Though that's the word. Timing. This is the week of your wedding, and you're calling the New York Times, dropping the dime on Antonio Brown of something that allegedly happened a year and a half to 2 years ago? What?
If the wedding is to become a ghost, I'd like to know when that wedding was planned. Because that is a cover story for her to disappear and be left alone.
Well, she won't be left alone because she's going to be meeting with NFL investigators this week up
Maybe.
In Park.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how this plays out.
Right.
I have my doubts about all of it. And the wedding, to me, is the most curious factor in this. Not the timing.
Right.
Because if he raped me, I would want to strike when I could do the most damage. I would want to ruin his life the way he has ruined mine. Oh, you're going to New England with Brady? You're on top of the world? You dirty SOB? Damn right. I was on the fence. Maybe I'd file this lawsuit. Maybe I'm filing it because I want to ruin your world. But the week of my wedding? That just feels weird to me. That I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, the whole thing is really weird. 617-779-7937. But again, and listen, and I understand that the people out there, you become, and I don't think there are a lot of people out there that feel the way of Tony Dungy. When Tony Dungy got up on his soapbox last week on Sunday Night Football, and I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft, like, you know what? Who I was a little disappointed in at that moment? Rodney Harrison, for not just saying,
hammering him, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know they're colleagues, they're friends, and they do commercials together for Walmart and all that stuff, but like you worked for Jim Irsay. You right. defended Michael Vick. You hypocritical SOB.
I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft.
Oh, my God. Like, who are you? Come down off your high horse for a second.
Yuck.
Jesus. 617-779-7937. Mark and Hart.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back with you on WEEI, here with you till 3 o'clock. Who's coming up at 3 o'clock? We got...
Bradfo.
Oh, Bradfo show.
Boss oh, man.
Who's he with?
As far as I know, it's just Bradfo.
Ooh, are you going to stick around for that? I mean, like, to do the show with him a little bit?
Excuse me?
Yeah, after 4 hours with me.
What am I now doing, 7, 8 hours?
Hey, you know, I don't know. That's your guy. That's
this is a real job where you work 8 hours?
Yeah,
hell
right.
no.
Oh, God.
I got to carry you for 4. Yeah, it's tough enough.
Yeah.
You did the water thing again, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's like dripping down your forehead.
I know.
What is this addiction or obsession you have with putting water in your hair?
No, I just, you see how it glistens?
Yeah. But you got a drip going down the center of your freaking forehead.
That's all right. It's all right. Looks a little, you know, it's all good.
You look like that fat guy. Remember the guy on NFL Network that Jamie
well,
Dukes,
fat, but
who used to have the towel with him on the air?
Jamie,
he would wipe his face after like a segment.
My former colleague at 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, Jamie Dukes.
He's a sweater.
Yeah, no, he's a big dude. He's a big dude. Like, I put the water on my, I don't like, he really sweats.
But who are you trying to impress? Like, what are we
no,
doing
no,
here?
No. I just, like.
Hope you're not trying to impress me. It's not working.
It's a refresher. I'm not trying to impress you at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be the opposite. I'm
good
watching this.
Lord.
I got all these things going on right now. I got these college football games are going on, and I'm doing the show. Candies from the gym.
What gym gives out candies? Don't they have pizza parties there, too? Like,
I don't know.
Are we a gym or are we trying to fatten you
hey,
up?
I tell you what. You know what? For $10 a month, I don't care.
I guess.
$10 a month. Where do you work out?
I work at the Y.
Okay.
YMCA.
Did they don't charge you anymore? Or like, did they ever charge?
What?
The Y or no?
Oh, yeah. You got to pay.
How much?
Oh, you think it's free?
How much is it?
We have a family membership.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah,
$60 or something.
Okay, for the whole. I mean, $10 a month, you can't beat it, dude. And you can, you know,
but that's a judgment free zone, right?
Right, the judgment free zone.
It's like a glorified hotel gym. What are the dumbbells go up to?
50. No.
Do they have like legit dumbbells? Hundreds?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Oh yeah. No, you would like this one. I'm telling you, it's huge. It's huge. It's a big one.
But you're not allowed to sweat in the gym, right? And you can't grunt. I pick things up and put them down.
No, no. But you know what? The thing that I can't stand the most is like. So last week there's this guy.
They an advertiser, by the way.
No. You brought him up, but like you asked me where I got the candy, so I'm telling you. So I'm on the elliptical for like 40 minutes, just trying to get 3 miles in, right? And there's this guy. He must have spent literally in that time frame where it's like about half hour just looking at himself in the mirror. There's those guys. Like
they exist everywhere.
Yes.
It's okay.
Right.
Like, if it makes him happy, you don't want to steal that joy from him, do you? He looks in the mirror. He sees himself. He likes what he sees. If it makes him happy, let him be happy.
Fair enough. All right. Hey. All right. 617-77.
It's a judgment-free zone.
That's true. Yep. We don't judge either here, right?
Nope.
Paul Cranston. You're fired up about Antonio Brown. What's up?
Yes, I am fired up. I didn't agree with hiring him. But everybody deserves to be innocent and proven guilty. Well, he wasn't even arrested.
Right. No charges, nothing.
Innocent. He's already innocent.
Yep, that's right.
And even calling Brittany Taylor an accuser. She's not an accuser. She's like a customer or a vendor that's having a problem when they put windows in your house. It's a civil environment.
Yeah, but she's accusing them of him of something very serious.
Yeah, and, well, very serious. However, when you said about 10 minutes ago, I guess, about ruining a career, well, the thing that just keeps coming back to me that I guess I'm the only person that remembers it, and or I come from another planet, but Mike Tyson lost his career. The girl he lost his career to,
Desiree Washington, I believe was her name.
Yes, yep. Is a serial daddy he raped me girl. Her father is a pastor. She did it to the kid in Coventry High School, her prom date in Coventry High School during high school that wasn't allowed into the court, and we ruined Mike Tyson's career.
Well, and you know,
like,
what?
But he might have still raped her, but yeah. Would he have been sent to as much jail if we said, oh, yeah, Desiree, she has this about 4 or 5 times. That usually happens.
Well, you know who else really screwed Mike Tyson, figuratively and literally? Don King, by sending a CPA, an accountant, to defend him for a rape case. That didn't help out.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that happened. That didn't exactly. So Tyson, listen, Tyson's no angel. He's no choir boy, but
correct.
He was the champ of the world. And we were on the precipice of seeing him versus Holyfield. And it didn't happen. We had to wait like 5 more years after he
finger illegally, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a
him not getting a fair trial.
You brought up a great point in this. He's already innocent. There's no charges.
Right.
This is all, like, when Drew Rosenhaus, and you can say what you want, what you will about him, when he says it's a, quote, money grab, that's what it looks like. It sort of is a money grab.
Well, no. He can think it looks like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He can still lose, right? He can still be found that he is liable in this case, and he could lose, and maybe he'll deserve to lose. I don't know. I don't know how this will play out legally. I have my doubts whether it'll ever make it to a courtroom. I'd be really interested. But I'm also interested in next week, when theoretically she's going to meet with the National Football League and he is supposed to speak with the National Football League. I'm interested to see how both of those goes, because there will certainly be, to some degree, from the NFL investigators, a belief of which person is credible, or if they're both credible, or, which also could be an option, maybe neither seem credible, right? These could be two people that aren't very impressive in their interview situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some questions here about both sides, I think. But the reality is, it's an accusation. At this point, it's an alleged occurrence. Although I'm hesitant to say that, because he kind of is going down the road of this was consensual. So it did happen, but how it happened, the circumstances of the activities.
But it's a huge disparity between consensual,
yes,
and, you know.
Yes, no question about it. But, and I'm also interested, what's the percentage you think? We talked about the fact that once this is out there, once Antonio Brown is accused of rape in a civil lawsuit, what percentage moving forward will say, Even if it's settled or it goes away, just disappears, what percentage of the country, the NFL fan base, people that are in this world, what percentage will still think, oh, he did it. He's a rapist. He might have gotten away, or money, who knows what. But what percentage will always presume that he was
20,
guilty?
25?
Yeah, me too. I think it's in that area.
Yeah.
So I don't
think
it's the majority.
Well, in the court of public opinion, someone's always going to,
but it's still a pretty big number. If you say 25%,
right,
1 in 4 people believe you're a rapist. That's not cool.
No, it's not. Antonio Brown is a Patriot until further notice. And according to the reports, Mike Giardi said that he is on the plane. He was on the plane. He made the trip down to Miami.
Trip to Miami, yep.
And Mike Lombardi, former Patriot executive and longtime friend of Bill, FOB, said that if he's on the plane, expect him to be in uniform, expect him to play, because the Patriots don't bring down they don't have entourages on when they're on away games.
And a little more update, Mike Reese says that indeed Marcus Cannon has not been downgraded to out like Brandon Bolden was, But the expectation is that he will not play on Sunday, Marcus Cannon.
I think you heard it first here about 20 minutes ago. But I'm glad Mike Reese backed me up.
Well, yeah, he's got facts. Yeah, we have opinions.
There's a difference between facts and opinions. Mike has facts.
Yes, he
doesn't have a ton of opinions.
Right.
We have plenty of opinions. We don't always have facts.
I said before and say it again. I don't know why any of you people out there pay for any Patriot subscription sites when you get Mike Reese for free.
It's true.
He's
the milk. You don't need the cow.
It's Mike freaking Reese, dude. Like, he doesn't get it wrong. Has he ever gotten anything wrong? Maybe.
Maybe, but.
But, like, what?
Nothing that I remember, and certainly not with any regularity.
No.
You don't need more than a finger or two to count them.
He didn't give you when I say Chris Mortensen, you're going to think of Deflategate. I'm going to give you Chris Mortensen. Chris Mortensen, not many people remember this.
Green?
No. Oh. They said on the Dan Le Batard show, prior to the start of the 07 season, in the preseason, that Eli Manning would be done for the year, which means that he wouldn't have played that year and the Giants wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Chris Mortensen was reporting he was done for the year.
My favorite Chris Mortensen is he once reported late in the season, probably heading into week 17, the Minnesota Vikings are going to fire head coach Dennis Green unless they decide not to. So what are you reporting? Every coach could fire. I mean, team could fire their coach unless they decide not to. Like, it was the worst report ever.
Oh, man.
But he's also a longtime established reporter. So who
am I? Morts, he's earned his credentials.
And I know around here he's hated, but he seems like a decent dude.
Nah, he's a good guy. He's not a bad guy. He's just a guy that's
made a mistake, didn't know how to delete on Twitter, and really pissed off all of Patriot Nation in the process.
Oh, that's it. That's it. It is what it is. And people will never forget it.
Nope.
All right. We are two down, two to go. Antonio Brown, you want to get into that, Patriots? If there's anybody out there that you do want to talk about the Dave Dombrowski situation, feel free to do so. We'll chime in on that. Why the decision was made, when it was made, and what the Red Sox should do next in terms of hiring the next guy and sort of maybe changing the way business is being done in the baseball ops department. 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.